जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियवचकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन फाउंडराचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडराचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय विष्णुपाद परम हम सब प्रियवचक आचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमनंदी हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेमल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेमल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण All glories to the seven devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening. Today we have text 42. Yes. Diti Ruvacha Vadam Bhagavata Sakshat सुनाभोदार बाहुना आशाशे पुत्रयोर महयम् मा क्रुद्धाद् ब्राह्मणाद् प्रभो दीतिरुवाच वधं भगवता साक्षात् सुनाभोदार बाहुना आशाशे पुत्रयोर महयम् मा क्रुद्धाद् ब्राह्मणाद् प्रभो दीतिरुवाच वदं भगवता साक्षात् सुना भोदार बाहुना आशा से पुत्रयोर्मयम् मा क्रुद्धाद् ब्राह्मणाद् प्रभो दीतिरुवाच वदं भगवता साक्षात् सुना बोदार बाहुना आशाशे पुत्रयोर महयम् दीतिरुवाच सुना बोदार बाहुना आशाशे पुत्रयोर्मया मा क्रुद्धाद् ब्राह्मणाद् प्रभो दीतिरुवाच वदं भागवता साक्षात् दीतिरुवाच वदं भगवता साक्षात् सुनावोदार आशाशे पुत्रयोर्मयम् मा क्रुद्धाद् ब्राह्मणाद् प्रभो आशाशे पुत्रयोर्मयम् मा क्रुद्धाद् ब्राह्मणाद् प्रभो माताजी दीतिरुवाच वदं भगवता साक्षात् सुनाभोदार बाहुना आशाशे पुत्रयोर्मयम् मा क्रुद्धाद् ब्राह्मणाद् प्रभो दितिर्वाच वदं भगवता साक्षात् सुनाभोदार बाहुना आशाशे पुत्रयोर मह्यम् मा क्रुद्धात् ब्राह्मणात् प्रभो दितिरुवाच वदं भगवता साक्षात् सुनाभोदार बाहुना आशाशे पुत्रयोर मह्यम् मा क्रुद्धात् ब्राह्मणात् प्रभो Word to word, please repeat. Diti uvacha. Diti said. Vadham. The killing. Bhagavata. By the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sakshat. Directly. Sunabha. With his Sudarshan weapon. Udara, very magnanimous. Bahuna, by the arms. Ashase, I desire. Putrayo, of the sons. Mahyam, of mine. Ma, never be it so. Krudhat, by the rage. Brahmanat, of the Brahmanas. Prabho, O my husband. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Diti said, it is very good that my sons will be magnanimously killed by the arms of the Personality of Godhead with His Sudarshan weapon. O my husband, may they never be killed by the wrath of the Brahmana devotees. Purport. When Diti heard from her husband that the great souls would be angered by the activities of her sons, she was very anxious. She thought that her sons might be killed by the wrath of the Brahmanas. The Lord does not appear when the Brahmanas become angry at someone, because the wrath of a Brahmana is sufficient in itself. He certainly appears, however, when his devotee simply becomes sorry. A devotee of the Lord never prays to the Lord to appear for the sake of the troubles the miscreants cause for him, and he never bothers him by asking for protection. Rather, the Lord is anxious to give protection to the devotees. Diti knew well that the killing of her sons by the Lord would also be his mercy, and therefore she says that the wheel and the arms of the Lord are magnanimous. If someone is killed by the will of the Lord and is thus fortunate enough to see the arms of the Lord, that is sufficient for his liberation. Such good fortune is not achieved even by the great sages. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Nama. Hare Krishna. So we continue our discussion about this very dramatic situation, and here Diti, she is kind of expressing her happiness in one sense, that although she heard in few verses Kashyapa informed her like what are the great qualifications of the sons who are born, who are going to be born, and what kind of great activities they will be performing, and that will gradually create, be the cause of appearance of the Lord to deal with them. And but she's seeing the good in all that. Here she's expressing that it is very good that my sons will be magnanimously killed by the arms of the personality of Godhead with his Sudarshan weapon. I don't know how many mothers would desire like that. She must be like a pretty powerful mother to have a desire like that. I was thinking about this pastime. It's in one sense, it's like kind of very complicated to understand. Because if we see the same father, he is also the father of Vamana Dev, who took birth through his other wife. And so I was wondering on this point, how is it? Like the same person is the father of the greatest demons, and he is also the father of the Lord himself. So I was just like wondering, like what kind of personality is Kashyapa? And then here he has these two wives who are showing like great contradictions in one sense. One wife is giving birth to the Lord, and other wife is giving birth to the greatest demons known in existence. And but it was interesting how Maharaj, my spiritual master, on Saturday, he was pointing out that Kashyapa also informed Diti that although this seems like a very unfortunate situation at the moment, but it's not gonna be like this forever. Because in the same line, there will be taking birth a great devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. And of course that also was like a good news for Diti to know. But here she's appreciating like the position of the Lord, and someone who has this kind of special situation where they are killed by the Lord. Of course the devotees, they know there are much better ways of pleasing the Lord than meeting the Lord in this way. But still, I was just wondering about this pastime. It's interesting, like the mother, she's saying she's very happy because her sons will be killed by the Lord himself. But in this verse, she's also expressing at the same time that oh my husband, may they never be killed by the wrath of the Brahmana devotees. So she understands that when one is one upsets some devotee or one does something that devotees are angry, then that's even more unfortunate than doing something that may be breaking some just moral principles or something. So it is interesting because after Kashyapa told her, like in few verses, I was just looking at them, he was saying like how they will be killing so many living entities. These are the kind of things they will be doing. Oh, haughty one, you will have two contemptuous sons born of your condemned womb. Unlucky woman, they will cause constant lamentation to all the three worlds. They will kill poor, faultless living entities, torture women, and enrage the great souls. So I was just wondering, like, he already told her that they will be doing these kind of activities, but in this verse still she's saying, like, they never be killed by the wrath of the Brahmana devotees. So I was just wondering about why is she saying this here. But I was thinking about this pastime. There is this pastime in the Bhagavatam where something like that happened. There was this king, Vena, and he was doing so many horrible activities that the sages, they became like very upset with him. They tried to tell him, you know, they tried to advise him not to continue with his activities. He was trying to stop all kind of good activities in the society. So the sages advised him, but he didn't listen. So then the sages, they had to deal with him. And first time I read, it's in fourth canto, first time I read it, I was like really amazed. Like these sages have so many powers. So it's mentioned they just killed him by a curse. But then what they did is, from his body, they produced a son. Because it's mentioned, because he was born from his body, the child, so they considered his son. And can anyone guess who this son was? Yes. Yes, Prithu Maharaj. So, who is also a Shakti Yavish avatar of the Lord. And so, it seemed like unfortunate situation. King Vena was such a torturous being. He was like, everyone was upset with him. But still, like from his body, the sages could produce such a great son. So here also, Kashyapa is informed deity that although these two demons will be born and they'll be doing so many activities to harm the living entities, but in the same family there will be a great devotee born gradually, and whose fame, it's mentioned in next verses when Kashyapa is glorifying the coming appearance of Prahlad Maharaj, and he's saying there that his fame will be equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's not surprising these kinds of pastimes are there in the Bhagavatam for educating us. And but here we can understand few points that one does not want to upset the learned personalities, the devotees of the Lord, because I was listening to some talk on some of the previous verses, and as I heard this, like it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, in Bhagavad Gita, like Krishna says that he comes to establish the religion, protect the pious and annihilate the miscreants. But then it's also mentioned that, you know, that can be done by other energies of the Lord. The Lord does not have to necessarily come himself to do that. But he comes to, you know, have his pastimes with his devotees. So same thing here, we will see Narsingdev, he did not have to appear to kill Hiranyakashipu, but he came to show the glory of his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. And I was thinking about this pastime in how, when the battle of Kurukshetra was to happen, Lord Balaram, he decided not to be involved with this. He was like, they should not fight at the start anyway. But then he decided if they are going to fight, he's not going to be siding on either side. But then Lord Krishna, he was like, I cannot leave Arjuna. I have to be with him. I cannot leave Arjuna alone. So he decided to be with Arjuna. And we can see how it would have been not possible to win the battle without presence of Krishna. So the devotee, they always seeing this, they understand the desires of the Lord, and they align their desires with the desires of the Lord. And but here it's like, if we consider position of Kashyapa, it's like an interesting personality where one place is giving birth to Vamana Dev, the Supreme Lord, and in this case, he will be father to these two great demons. So these are not like ordinary births that happen, that we see happening in the world. And even though they are being born as demons, but still they have a good fortune in the sense they will be killed by the Lord himself. They are not like ordinary demons. And they will be, in some sense, they will be the cause of appearance for the Lord. So there is that. But she also mentions, highlights a point that it's a great fortune that they will be killed by the Lord, not by the anger of the devotees, because that would upset the Lord even more. And it's a similar point is mentioned about people who were present in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. It's mentioned because they were present where the Lord was present, they all were liberated also. And so it's pretty interesting. However someone makes contact with the Lord, they are benefited in any way. There is even a verse in Bhagavatam which talks about, like, no matter like whatever kind of mentality or intention one makes contact with the Lord, they get benefited, because by that contact gradually they become purified of those, you know, lower materialistic mentality, tendencies, desires, and they progress from there. So here, even though these demons, they will be killed by the Lord, but they will be accumulating lot of good fortune by making that contact. I remember this one incident, how the Lord gives mercy to even demoniac people. As hearing this one pastime about Lord Jagannath, and studying in history in India, we know when the Muslims were ruling over India, so these Muslim kings, they would break down so many temples and try to stop all these kind of activities, spiritual activities that go on. So Aurangzeb, he was like a very kind of what's the word? He was very powerful Muslim ruler, and he was, what I read in the history books, apparently he was very religious in his practice. He would do all his five prayers, but he would also break down the temples. You would think someone who is studying that, who is so spiritual in his activities, they would understand. But we can see there are different types of religions or faith people follow, and based on that, they end up acting in certain ways. So he was breaking down many temples wherever he would go. So this one pastime I heard about Lord Jagannath, which I was really amazed, like how even such a person can get mercy of the Lord. Because he was trying to break the temple in Jagannath Puri. And so he... Even when I heard that even Lord Jagannath gave mercy to such a like an arrogant king who had already broken down so many temples, but how he received mercy was that he was trying to get to the temple and break down the temple, but then Lord personally came to him in his dream, and he told him that, if you do anything like this, like all your kingdom will be destroyed in a moment. And then he had also stopped the Rath Yatra. So he told him that one of my devotees will come to you and just make sure that he gets, you know, this festival happens. So there was one devotee, he was well known, but he wasn't very like he wouldn't try to be like, I'm so advanced devotee. He wouldn't like try to be like that. So all the devotees, they decided, actually one of the devotees mentioned that we should send him. I don't know if it was the priest. They mentioned that we should send this devotee and he will go and get the permission. And he was very humble. He was like, you know, why are you sending me? And someone else, some more exalted devotee should go for something like such a great activity. So they decided and he agreed and he went. And when he went there, he was like straight away, they asked the guards, they went and informed such and such person has come. He didn't go and even see him. He said, oh, just give him whatever he wants. And they gave him the permission to do the Rath Yatra festival. So that's how Aurangzeb, he got mercy of the Lord. I was like really amazed when I heard this talk. And I was like, how is this guy, he broke down so many temples, and still Lord Jagannath gave him mercy. So I was really amazed by that. And so it's not surprising here how, like if you read these previous verses, they will be killing so many innocent living entities, they'll be doing so many. So here, like, it's expressing the magnanimity of the Lord. He's like so kind. They have done so many wrong things, so harmed so many living entities, but still Lord finds ways to excuse them. He's not like, oh, you know, you have to go to hell or you have to do this or that. Lord finds ways to excuse people. He finds ways to see how he can give some kind of benefit to these entities. We can see that in life of Lord Chaitanya. How Lord Chaitanya, when this incident happened of Jagai and Madai, he was about to kill. And then Lord Nityananda, he's reminding him that every living entity is like this these days. We have to kill everyone. how things will go. You might as well go and kill everyone if you are going to kill these guys. But if you give mercy to them, you will become famous for being known for being so merciful, so magnanimous. And because at that time here is mention of the appearance of Sudarshan. So Lord Chaitanya, he had manifested his Sudarshan to kill these guys. But then Lord Nityananda, you see, like devotees, they can change things. So Lord Nityananda, he reminded him, this is not our activity, we don't have to do this. So same way I was thinking how this is also mentioned in the book Science of Self-Realization. When Srila Prabhupada came to America, it was a very a difficult situation at that time in the country, because there was war with, Vietnam War. And so many young people, they were being recruited to go to this war. And many people, they didn't want to go to the war. So there was a whole chaotic situation in the society at that time. And Srila Prabhupada, it would seem like not a good situation to go somewhere to share something like this. But here we see Srila Prabhupada took opportunity of such a chaotic situation and how he introduced Krishna consciousness. And so in this book, Science of Self-Realization, there is a whole section about crime. And I was reading one of the topics there, and Srila Prabhupada is mentioning there how the police in America was impressed to see that how these young people, they were giving up all these kind of activities, and they were starting to take this, Eastern practice, bhakti practice, and they were becoming devotees. So they were surprised. And so there Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, it's not just by legislation you can, make people to become good citizens. It's not just by administrating law you can do that, because that doesn't change the consciousness of the people. That doesn't change the hearts of the people. Because once they are in there, they are still thinking the same way. So we have to change the consciousness. We have to change the hearts of people, their ways of thinking. And it's amazing how Srila Prabhupada introduced this practice at such a difficult time. And here we are, so many of us. Otherwise, we could be doing some similar activities like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And so there it's the police in the country, they are appreciating work of Srila Prabhupada. How he was able to do. But then I heard another interesting conversation. He was talking to one big official, and they were talking about a building that was not being used. So this person was appreciating all the work Srila Prabhupada had done while he was here. And then he said, well, if you appreciate this work, why don't you give us this building? We're going to make into a center. We're going to educate all these people, and we're going to help you reduce the crime. But then the official, we cannot do that. So they want to reduce the crime, but a building that's not being used, they don't want to engage in a way. There are so many different kinds of work to institutions that are there, Alcoholic Anonymous, or something that helps people become free from drugs, or there are so many institutions, but they cannot really solve these kind of issues on a deeper level, because they don't change the consciousness of the people. So it was interesting how Srila Prabhupada was so bold. He saw the opportunity, and straight away he was why don't you give us this building? We're going to make it into a center and educate all these people, and naturally crime will reduce, just like you yourself are seeing that and appreciating that. But this is how we see one has to have that understanding and be open to these kind of ideas to make it happen. So still, Srila Prabhupada, Krishna sends the facilities to the devotees when they want to create things like this. So Same way, nowadays also, it's still going on. Because there are many challenges, but devotees are still carrying out. And there are many people, like yesterday we were at Laguna Beach Temple. Temple was packed. There were so many people just chanting and absorbed in chanting and hearing and of course prasadam. So it was really, really amazing to see so many young people there. It was like a perfect mix of community, prospering community. So it's very encouraging even for new people to see. We had met some people, they came to the festival and they were appreciating it so much. So we have this wonderful opportunity to, you know, study these, understand these, and when we understand, we can share with others. Otherwise, ordinarily, like, who talks about stuff like this outside? And who can understand things like this? So we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada who translated all these wonderful texts so people like us can take advantage, study them, and share with others. But yeah, these were some of the thoughts I had because I wasn't very prepared for this, but I thought this was like a really good point because I really liked this point when King Vena, he's mentioned even when he was a child, like if someone defeats him and he's sporting with his friends, he would kill them. I was like, wow. When I first read it, how can there be a person like that? But there are people like that and they are there these days also. And that's why when there are more people born like this with this kind of mentality, so that's when the society become very demoniac. So by introducing this, we can change this face of the demoniac society into a completely spiritual society, which we see here. We have a smaller community, but you know, when devotees they strongly desire, it can become bigger community, which is already happening. We are seeing more and more people coming, especially after lockdown. I see on Sunday so many new people come to the temple, and I'm amazed. We are not like many of them; they just come on their own. We try to invite so many people, and they don't come. But here there are people, they are coming on their own. I just ask when I see someone new, hey, how did you find out? It's like, oh, I looked up on the phone and I saw this is the nearest temple where I am. And I was just, let's go and check out. So we have a lot of opportunity now. It's not like how when Srila Prabhupada came, and of course we hear from our seniors here how difficult it was in the beginning days, but now we have a lot of facilities. It's very easy, so we just need to introduce them to these facilities and they will take benefit. So thank you very much for your kind attention, and I don't know if anyone wants to share some burning thoughts or we can end here. Okay. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki cha, Srila Prabhupada ki cha.